we've heard the voices raised asking, why so much coverage of Paris, so little coverage of Nigeria, when maybe many hundreds died in attacks in Nigeria in the last couple of weeks? Now, satellite images show the aftermath of the assault that destroyed most of the town of Baga. There's been some coverage of suicide attacks carried out by 10-year-old girls in the same region. Matt Schiavenza writes in The Atlantic, it's not that Westerners don't care about Africans after all. He writes, there was a lot of attention paid when 200 schoolgirls went missing in Nigeria last spring. But still, should there have been more coverage of the latest attacks, and what's to be done about terrorism in Nigeria? Nia Akwetka is a policy analyst with the African Immigrant Caucus. He joins us from the studios of NPR in D.C. And Nia, you said on PBS that you agree that one of the reasons the world didn't pay attention to Nigeria was they couldn't get there. Reporters couldn't get there. But why else do you think there was so little coverage of such a big event?
Yes, I think a couple of other reasons. I've always wanted more U.S. media and world media presence in Africa, and they don't. If anything, they've been curtailed since I've lived in this country for decades. So I think just because Africa is not well covered. But another one is I'm not happy with U.S. policy either, and the way I think it's linked to the coverage, because if U.S. Has a presence in any part of the world, naturally the U.S. media will follow, given that it's their job to know and report back on what the government is up to.
Well, is part of that how the problem in Nigeria was characterized? The former ambassador to Nigeria said that Boko Haram didn't pose a security threat to the homeland, although he said Americans should be concerned about it. Are you saying, though, that by maybe an ambassador saying, well, this isn't a problem that can affect us here in America, that that somehow mutes American interest?
I think it does, and I do disagree with the former ambassador. I think that the Boko Haram problem is a serious one. Nigeria is such an important country, not just in West Africa, which it dominates, but the entire continent. For one thing, it has more people than any other African country. It has approaching 200 million people. Secondly, it is the largest economy in Africa. Somebody has mentioned that the number of middle-class Nigerians, there are as many of them as the entire population of Germany.
So you're saying it's important for the U.S. to be involved, but I think you also said you would like to see the U.S. go after Boko Haram with Nigeria. And the Ambassador Campbell said that direct U.S. military intervention in Nigeria would risk further alienating the Muslim population there, that would see it as the West coming to attack Muslims.
I would put a little more nuance on that. Yes, absolutely, I have been arguing, because Boko Haram became violent for about 5 years now. And I've consistently said that Nigeria needs more help and the U.S. should give it help for all kinds of reasons, including America's own security and economic interests. So yes, more U.S. engagement, but it's what type of engagement? I have never said, and I really haven't said, I haven't seen anyone else say we want American boots on the ground. Two areas that the U.S. will be crucial is intelligence. Boko Haram, right now, people see that they are winning all these battles because they are better armed and are well-funded. And the United States has amazing intelligence services that they can help find out who is financing, because we do not know. They can help find out where the arms are coming from, and we don't know. Also, I seriously doubt that if the U.S. is giving that kind of help, most Nigerians will be against it. To the contrary, because Boko Haram has been killing poor Muslim Nigerians. They have no support anywhere. In fact, President Jonathan, they vote next month. I'm hearing stories that make me think that his support is softening, because I'm hearing a lot of criticism of him. And it all turns on Boko Haram, and it all turns on the fact that Nigerians think that he hasn't approached the problem aggressively enough. I think he has. He has tried better than people are giving him credit for. Earlier on, he was criticized, and the Nigerian military were criticized for taking a militaristic approach, for being too heavy-handed, And now that the problem is not solved, the same critics have turned around and said he doesn't care, he has not put everything into the fight.
Well, let's get to that. There are those who say that the problem is homegrown, that it's widely agreed that the Nigerian military has had human rights abuses, and that's one reason the U.S. hesitates to further arm them. And as to the president, Goodluck Jonathan, he did issue a statement condemning the terrorist attacks in Paris, but didn't condemn the attacks in his own country that week. That is why people think he doesn't care.
You are right. And I think that particular story about he has not issued a statement, I think it needs to be looked at carefully. Even if he hasn't, the point is that this has been a problem for 5 years. He has been talking about it all the time. There have been times when people have said, oh, he's exaggerating the problem. Now, it's true he has not solved the problem, that Boko Haram has not been defeated and they keep expanding. But I think it is a difficult problem. He should be compared to how the Iraqi government is handling ISIS. And we must remember that ISIS has gotten international help and attention after less than a year of coming here. Boko Haram has been there for about 5 years, and it hasn't gotten a lot of attention now. But there are activists in Washington, including me, who have said over and over and over that the U.S. should give them help. One other thing you raised that I do have to touch on, it is true that the Nigerian military has a record of abusing human rights, and I'm a member of the progressive activist community around Washington. Human rights and democracy are very important for us. However, I part company with my fellow activists on this, because to me it's a matter of looking at the greater of the two evils. Boko Haram is so horrendous and abusive that the important thing, in my view, has been help Nigeria contain them. We can correct, we can train, we can ostracize the elements in the Nigeria military that can be proven to have abused human rights. But to use the idea that they've abused human rights and therefore they should not be helped, I think has been dangerous. And I think you help them first, and after you help them, they will actually be more cooperative, and the human rights abuses and abusers within the military can be dealt with. So I take that as a huge policy blunder.
Nyakwera, we're going to have to leave it there, but provocative thought. Nyakwera, policy analyst with the African Immigrant Caucus, former director of Africa Action. Thank you so much, Nyi, for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.